So when I said that we should make our defined identity as servant of Krishna, then how do we, is that the inner change that is foundationally required? And sometimes we may do a lot of external changes without doing this internal. It's something which happens gradually. Intellectually, I accept that I'm a servant of Krishna, but practically, I have to function. So I would say that it's like when I'm talking about inner change, I'm not talking at the level of the soul. I'm talking at the level of the mind. And I'm talking outer change, I'm talking at the level of the body. So we could say that the things which are not in our control, for that, there's dependence on Krishna. That means, okay, there is no change that I can do. For the things that are in my control, there's diligence for Krishna. So through both ways, through externally and through internally, physically I do some things. Now sometimes we may find that our mind is just getting too caught. This worry, this problem. Sometimes to get out of the mind, just doing something physically. You go to a different place, just go for a walk, maybe come to a temple. Just do some physical action to get out of the head. Sometimes we may just be too caught in the head, and to deal with the issue we have to get out of the head. Because in the mind only we are worrying about this. And sometimes we are too caught in the world. We have to get out of the world and get into the head. Don't just keep doing things, think properly. So both are required at times. So what is required when? Sometimes we're just running around doing too many things and not really pausing to think deeply. So for people who are extroverts, just are more externally oriented, for them maybe the pause is required. Okay, just stop and think, what are you doing? For people who are introvert, their thoughts are running quite fast. Okay, you know, get out of your head, do something physically. Sometimes what happens is, with respect to relationships, you know, if I am having a conflict with B, so now if A is having a conflict with B, then a person who is extrovert will go and tell C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P till Z. Everybody will tell, but you will not talk with B. On the other hand, a person who is introvert will imagine all possibilities from A, B, C up to Z, but will not talk with B again. This may be. Then just go and talk. So, because A has been hurt by B, so A may feel, I don't want to talk with B. I just want to tell others how much I have been hurt. Well, okay. But if so, B may have to pause. Okay, let me find out what actually has happened. Why did they do like that? So then pause, think, and then talk with me. So for A, for the introvert, just stop going in the head. This may be. No, just find out. Don't just speculate, imagine like this. So depending on our disposition and our situation, we may sometimes need to get more into the head, or sometimes we need to get more out of the head. So the service to Krishna happens both through internal adjustment of our mind and our thought process, and it also happens through external actions in the service of Krishna. So who, in what situation, what is needed more, that we will have to say. Does it answer your question?
So it is not necessarily just an intellectual exercise?
No, it is not just an intellectual exercise. Intellectual is one part of it, but practical is also involved. And basically, yes, we may go through externals, like we may chant the holy name, but we are not really thinking of Krishna, thinking that I am a servant of Krishna. That's fine, but through that process, gradually it will come. It's not that the conviction that I am a servant of Krishna is going to come overnight. And it is not that I may think, you know, I am going to temple, I am going to this program, I am going to that program, but actually no transformation happening. So I will stay at home. But is staying at home going to help me to develop that? It may, if I have a solid program of spiritualizing my consciousness while being at home. You know, I want to study Shastra, I want to do this, I want to do that. That's okay. So we may each have to find out how best we can spiritualize our consciousness. But it's not necessary that it has to be this way or that way alone.